fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Get up with Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding, your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy Friday. We made it. We're here. Tommy got my eyebrows done last night, and all the ladies in the GV will know when I say there is nothing more heartbreaking when you lie down on the beautician's bed. She looks at you and she says, "Oh, just eyebrows?" Inferring you might have a little bit of lip hair she needs to address.
That's so rude.
It's not. She's not being like, "Well, let's wax it off." She's just saying, "Just eyebrows today." It's actually a very delicate way to approach it, but I know what she means. And I sit there and I go, "Yep, just eyebrows. Just get it over with. I'll go home and address it myself."
Do you address that yourself?
Absolutely.
I was going to say,
I just want people to think there's nothing. That's why I do it in the privacy of my own home.
Yeah,
but sometimes if I let it slip, the beautician catches me. And then she's like, "Well, I know you're doing something to yourself then."
Well, I actually take a lot of notice. I look at your face a lot of the time.
Yep.
I've never noticed that. You have that issue.
I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
Usually, but apparently I got caught out yesterday. How embarrassing. hey, coming up, tickets to the footy up for grabs. Richmond v Carlton. Tommy, your blue boys.
Yeah.
What do we think?
We've won two in a row. I reckon we're a huge chance against the Tigers. Liam Jones can do a job on Jack Rewalt. Gibbs, he's playing well. It's going to be a big game.
I don't know any of those people. and hey, it is on this Sunday. And this Sunday is actually Sunday Fun Day. Kids under 15 free. Head to tickettech.com.au or hang around here with us for your free ticks. Plus, Tommy, I realised yesterday I would actually not survive on Channel 10's show The Shark Tank.
Oh.
I might be the worst entrepreneur ever.
Really?
Details inside 20 for you. But
okay.
Next.
Yeah, speaking of Channel 10 shows, had a peek at MasterChef last night. Yeah, Eloise and Michelle got a couple of issues with what they're dishing up. I'll tell you about it.
Sure. Let's kick off. I mean, it's not technically R&B Friday, but let's kick you up with some Bliss and Esso. This is Moments on the GV's Hit 96.9.
The new Samsung S8, Australia's fastest phone, now available at Telstra.
Like.
Jess and Tommy's Phone Swap on the GV's Hit 96.9.
There is still time to register for Jess and Tommy's phone swap. Just head to hit.com.au. If you can swap your phone with a mate for 24 hours, there is a brand new Samsung S8 in it for you, Australia's fastest phone. But, you know, I think people are underestimating how challenging this could actually be. It's 24 hours, so you actually have to last the evening as well.
That's hard.
So it's not like you can go home and just swap the phone back with your sister. No, 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 because we will be checking up on you.
Yeah.
It's going to be challenging. So, Tommy, I thought to put ourselves in people's shoes, we could conduct our own little phone swap this morning, and you seem reluctant.
Yeah, because I just know you're going to, like, delete my Instagram photos. Like, deleting the app isn't a big deal because I could just get it back. You're going to delete my photos, you're going to do something, and it's going to be annoying. But there's nothing I can do. I mean, we want people to swap their phones, so it would be unjust of me, you know, to ask someone to swap their phone with someone else and not put my phone forth. To be swapped also.
Exactly. So hand it over, Champy. You can have mine. I mean, do you not feel a little bit of retribution having mine in your hands as well?
Yeah, but I think you're more savage than I am.
Tom, you know how we just discussed, you can do anything. You have complete access to their phone. The first thing I'm doing...
No, you're going to rip off my screen protector.
I'm taking off your screen protector because I hate the feeling of it.
Oh, no.
Wait, how do you get it off?
I don't know. I hope you don't figure it out, though.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to work on. You have free reign. This is really hard to get off.
I think it's holding my screen, my cracks together. That's why it's still there.
I don't like it. It's bubbling off. It's annoying me. And it's my phone for the next 3 hours, so I can do with it what I like. look out for a good morning message from my boyfriend and reply for me, Wichita.
Will do.
But there is still time to register for Jess and Tommy's phone swap. Head to hit.com.au. We're doing it now. We'll keep you updated right across the morning. But if you want a brand new Samsung S8, you need to be in it to win it. Hit.com.au.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
There is still time to register for Jess and Tommy's phone swap. Head to hit.com.au. All you have to do is swap your phone with a mate for 24 hours and a brand new Samsung S8 is all yours. So Tommy and I thought we'd put ourselves in the experiment's shoes and swap phones this morning. Quick update for you. Tommy, I've had your phone for 42 minutes now.
Yep.
I have checked your emails, replied to a text, taken it into the toilet, and uploaded on the gram. Twice.
Good. Good. Do you want to know what I've done?
Yes, please.
Change your name on Facebook.
Oh, okay. See, this is the thing. You don't have to mess with your mate's phone, but...
It's fun.
It's fun, and why wouldn't you?
Jess and Tommy.
Sporty.
That's 640.
All right, so we know the cricket landscape has been changed with T20 cricket, just a shorter, faster form of the game. The AFL have caught on to this, and they're actually going to launch this September their own version of footy, but shorter, kind of like T20 cricket.
How long will the games be?
It'll be instead of, you know, having 20-minute quarters, 10-minute quarters. Instead of being on a normal-sized AFL field, it'll be on a soccer-sized field.
Right, so everything's getting smaller. Instead of having played with kids.
Instead of having 18 on the field, they're having 7. So it's going to be called AFLX, and it's going to happen the first week of September, because that's when all the teams who are playing in the finals, they have a bye week that week. They have a week off to recover. And all the best players from the teams who didn't make the finals will play in this AFLX.
How fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be really cool. But it just got me thinking of some things that we could maybe... you know, give this revamp to that need to be shortened, that's probably a bit long. And the first thing that came to mind was Monopoly. Monopoly's a great game.
Oh, but it goes for too long.
Goes for
There's
too
no
long.
There's no end sight. There's no goal, really. It's not like Cluedo, where as soon as you get the killer, all right, you're done. Monopoly, it can go for days.
Exactly right. Now, three simple rules that I think will make Monopoly faster and more entertaining. All right, you know how everyone obviously wants to get Mayfair and Park Lane.
Obviously. Blue ones.
Yeah, if you buy Mayfair or Park Lane, you win. Game over.
That'd definitely speed things up.
Yeah.
Just a one roll of the dice. One, guys. Should we play again?
Rule number two. If you go to jail, you can't get back out. You're stuck. You're in jail. You know you can buy your way back out or miss a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're stuck in there forever.
So you're out of the game, you're saying?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. We slowly eliminate. What if there's only two people playing, Tommy?
Well,
the other person wins.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Just speeding it up. That's all I want to do.
I love it.
And if you buy all of the properties with the same colour, fireworks will go off.
How does that speed up the game?
That doesn't speed it up, but that's like the Big Bash. You know when they hit a six and the fireworks go off?
And the music comes out.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, the cheerleaders run out.
Yeah, so this is kind of along that vein.
All right, write to the people behind Mr. Monopoly. I've got some ideas how you can revamp the game.
Yeah, I think...
Monopoly X.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Team Monopoly.
Team Monopoly, that's fun.
It's T20.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got it.
It
took me a while, though.
Give us a call now, 13, 12, 16. Off the back of that new footy news, they're going to start condensing the games. We have got a double pass to Richmond v Carlton this Sunday, and it's Sunday fun day. Tickets for kids under 15 are free. Head to tickettech.com.au or just give us a call now, 13, 12, 16, if you want to be at Richmond v Carlton.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Quick phone swap update, Tommy. We have swapped our phones for the whole show. I'm going to need your super coach login, please, and also your internet banking logins.
I will give you my internet banking, but I will save your time with super coach because I haven't logged in since like round 7 because I've been doing really badly. So
don't waste your time. Just pass those over, thanks. But it's around for this.
Let's go, girls.
Boss Billy in the house. Good morning.
Good morning, Jess. Good morning, Tommy.
G'day, mate. You looking good this morning?
Oh, from the 2004 collection, another great shirt that I've worn today for, what are we calling it, Crappy Shirt Friday? Or?
Crappy Shirt Friday. We're doing a PG, Tommy. Tommy. Billy, we're going PG.
Jeez, I tell you what, this shirt, I reckon, if I went out on a weekend, people would say, is that Boss Billy? He's got some street cred, hasn't he?
We'll chuck a photo on the gram very soon. Hit GV. I think got my win today, just quietly. Mm. My little op shop purple velour number.
Well, Boss Billy walked in and said, oh, nice crap jumper. And I was like...
I'm not playing today.
I was like, my crap shirt's actually in my bag. This isn't my entry into the game.
You win by default.
Oh, you got to see Jess's lovely number, though. Jeez, it's the purple for me. It's just like, whoa.
It feels fantastic, I must say.
All right, let's get into Billy's newsfeed. And thank you to everyone for the feedback on the moving me into prime time at 8:10. Back to 7:20 today. 20 past 7.
Life's a game of snakes and ladders, mate.
Start off with something a little bit serious, but a groundbreaking move. The ACT government is in talks about providing drug testing at a major Canberra music festival. And they're saying that 20,000 people are expected to attend Spilt Milk.
Spilt Milk.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's,
if you don't get tickets, though, don't cry over it.
Okay. I noticed. Just let that one go. They reckon it could be the first time this has allowed a legal pill testing service inside festivals. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I just think it's so ridiculous. I don't like this, people testing their pills to make sure they're safe.
Mm.
Like, if you're one of the people that wants to go and take pills, it's your risk. I don't think you should be able to have them tested and then suffer no consequences.
As a parent, though, can I pose this question?
Yeah.
Would you like to know, even if you weren't aware that your kid mm-hmm. was taking something, that they had an opportunity to see if they were safe?
I'm confused as to what we're talking about safe when it comes to drugs. You don't know how you're going to react personally. It's such an individual reaction. So what are they deeming? Okay, that doesn't have rat poison in it, but you don't know how your brain is going to react.
Yeah, you don't know if you're going to jump in front of a train or injure someone while you're on the drugs.
I don't really get it. And also, are the cops going to be standing 3 feet behind arresting everyone who does present an ecstasy tablet?
Another good point. Another good point. Okay, let's lighten things up a little bit now with...
gear change.
I don't get this when they say our days are getting longer. This showed up in my newsfeed last night, and I sat there for, about 90 minutes pondering on why
you have too much time
our
on
days
your
are getting longer. Now, I've never understood this.
Was this an American thing or an Australian, Billy? Because we're in winter, so obviously our days are getting shorter, sunset is earlier.
You said the winter solstice? It's
shortest day of the year.
Yeah, well, they're talking about the winter solstice, right? But I started thinking, what happens if our days are getting longer, right? Are our phones going to automatically, like, do a time update, like when it's daylight savings, so that you don't sleep in or anything like that? Like, how are we going to deal with that?
Well, it just confuses me because, as far as I'm concerned, there's 24 hours in a day. So what do you mean the day is getting shorter? It's
or
confusing
longer.
To my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think it's got to do with the sunset.
Oh. So the daytime. Yeah, nah.
I mean, you're both obsessed with Jane Bunn, Channel 7's weather girl. Ask her.
Good question, Tommy investigates. Get Jane Bunn on. Now, while we're talking about will your phone go off at the right time and all of that kind of gear, how's this guy who had an alarm clock go off every morning and he couldn't snooze it or anything like that for 13 years? Now, he's lost this alarm in his wall cavity, right?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
He put a clock in there and he was trying to work out where to do something. So we thought, I'll put a clock and as it's making noise in 10 minutes, I'll be able to see where there's some issues.
Where you can, get in hole.
He's dropped, it's actually like fallen to the bottom.
Yeah.
He's lost it. Now for 13 years, this alarm clock goes off at 10 to 8 every night.
Did not think about getting it out?
10 minutes. No, he can't get it out.
In today's housing market, how do you reckon that would affect the resale price of that home?
What I think is even worse is now that they've got an option to take it out, they don't want to take it out.
What do you mean they've got used to it? They're accustomed to it.
We are so used to it. It's part of the family.
We eat dinner when the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
Dog knows he's getting his food when the alarm goes off.
You get your routine around the alarm.
Anyway, and very finally, I know I said three stories, but I got four. I just have to put this in there. People are trying to make this item that makes drinking water feel like you're drinking flavoured water. And it's a little top that goes on the top of a glass.
Yeah.
And it kind of feeds off some flavour, but you're actually still drinking water, but it makes you feel like you're drinking flavoured water.
Is that not the same thing as, you know, people putting some strawberries into their bottle of water or some lime or lemon? Is that not the same thing?
Don't know, but by the look that Jess is giving me on the other side, it's telling me...
Wrap it up, Billy. See you later.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
There is still time to register for Jess and Tommy's phone swap. If you can swap your phone for 24 hours with someone in your life, your mate, your mum, your dad, your sister, your brother, a colleague, if you can last 24 hours, there is a Samsung S8 up for grabs. Tommy and I swapped this morning at 6 a.m. How you been so far, bro? Just over an hour and a half. What have you done? Tommy and I, instead of just having each other's phones, responding to messages, we've gone hard.
We've gone hard.
I've deleted things, I've changed things, I've moved all your apps around to where they should be.
Yeah, see, the thing that I've done is I changed your Facebook name and I regret it because I just know that it's going to come back. Not only it's going to come back hard in the form of what you do to my phone. There's just going to be residual anger and angst around for a while.
Tommy, when you change your name on Facebook, you can't change it back for 60 days.
Yeah, I know.
That's low, man.
I know, it is.
And nothing I do is going to make me feel better. If you've got any ideas of what I can do to Tommy's phone... 13, 12, 16, or message his number because I've got his phone.
Right now, though, if you want to have a whinge about something, have a wine, have a Friday wine with us. Because this came after a young lad named Peter over in America was named Class Valedictorian of 2017. Now, he had some nice complimentary things to say before he just said what he really thought and had a bit of a wine.
Despite some of the outstanding people in our school, the lack of a real student government, combined with the authoritative attitude that a few teachers, administrators, and board members have, prevents students from truly developing as leaders. Hopefully, this will change.
Hopefully, for the sake of future students who do not do so.
Now, did they cut his mic?
They cut his mic.
One of those angry administrators.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's talking about. And he came out after and he said, well, this proves my point. They just cut me off when I was trying to say, have my acceptance speech. But Peter had a wine. If you want to have a Friday wine, 13, 12, 16, you can whine about anything you want.
We've got a double pass to Kitty Flanagan up for grabs, for the best whiner. Tommy, my Friday wine actually involves Kitty Flanagan. She's hitting Riverlinks on the 1st of July. My boyfriend messaged me last night and said the footy ball, which I am to attend, is also the 1st of July.
Oh, boo.
He's trying to pull rank on Kitty. I went, no, mate, I've got plans.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Friday wine, footy ball versus Kitty Flanagan.
Well, my Friday wine, it's just really cold. Like... And at night, the worst thing is with the cold weather, at night, when you go up to go to the toilet or your partner rolls over in bed and you get that gust of cold air all over you in the bed. I don't like it. That's my Friday wine.
Have a Friday wine with us. 13, 12, 16, double pass to Kitty Flanagan, up for grabs. And we're just having some Friday wines, guys.
Yeah, it's been a long week and it might be something we do weekly on a Friday, you know? 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What do you want to have a wine about? I wanted to have a wine... about the weather. It's just so cold. And especially when you're in bed and your partner rolls over and they, like, pull the doona and then all the cold air gets in on you.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Tommy, but I sleep alone and I do it to myself and there's no one else to blame. I'm like, stop letting cold air in. Who are you talking to? Oh, my God, am I going crazy? I'm talking to myself. In Shepherd and Courtney, join us for Friday Wines. What do you want to have a whinge about?
I agree with Tommy. It's too cold. So I got up this morning and my windscreen's frozen and I go get a little bottle of water and I put that on my windscreen. And by the time I got back in my car, it had frozen again. And I had to go back inside and get another drink bottle and defrost it.
That is just too hard. Call in. Where are you going, Courtney? Are you going to work?
Yes, I'm going to work.
No, just call in. Guys, I'm not coming. Too hard.
It's too hard. My window's frozen over twice. I've tried everything. I've had bottles of water on the outside.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, how else am I meant to defrost it?
I thought you just sit in your car for a bit with the demister on hot. You wait a couple minutes.
Well, I'm not that patient.
Fair enough. Courtney, thanks so much for getting involved. You enjoy that Friday wine, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And in Wangaratta, Ange, join us for Friday Wines. What do you want to wine or whinge about?
My wine is, darling, where is the love? This is why I want to go to Kitty Flanagan. She's going to make me laugh. She spreads the love, yeah? No one does kindness and love anymore and it's free. That's my wine. People need to love more.
Oh, Ange, that's beautiful.
Ange, you have warmed my heart. Absolutely, yes. And people like Kitty Flanagan just spreading the joy, some innocent humour. I love it. You will be there, Ange, you and a mate, Kitty Flanagan, when she hits Riverlinks the 1st of July.
That is amazingly awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too, Ange. Thanks so much. Book now for Kitty Flanagan smashing. It's fun and learning Riverlinks 1st of July.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Just a word of warning, the following conversation is going to pertain to some pretty confronting things. If you've got small ears in the car, you might want to switch over now. We're talking about sexual assault and sexual harassment. Tommy, we learnt in the local news yesterday that a woman was sexually assaulted in the Maud Street Mall here in Shepparton March last year. And she has just come forward and reported that to the police. And whilst I'm really happy she's come forward now, I do wonder why it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually struck a personal chord with me. A friend of mine recently shared that she was sexually assaulted whilst at work. She was grabbed from behind and groped. And when she shared that story with me, you can imagine my reaction. I was appalled. I was so shocked. And I just went into, what are we going to do about it? And she said, oh, it's not a big deal. I don't want to be dramatic. And using these terms like I don't want to create waves, it's not a big deal. I was floored, absolutely floored that she could dismiss the harassment and assault of her body like it wasn't a big deal.
And I guess a lot of women aren't as strong and confident as you are. So I guess this conversation is helpful for not only women out there, but men to be more aware of this sort of thing in
absolutely.
The workplace.
Absolutely. And I don't think it has to have anything to do with confidence. I know going to the authorities or seeking professional help or guidance can seem daunting, but speak to a friend, talk to your parents, speak to a colleague. There is someone who is going to support you. Speak to me if you feel confident doing it, because there will be someone who supports you.
Of course.
Only way we are going to change this behaviour of violence against women is by women coming forward and reporting, by breaking down this thing of it's not a big deal, I don't want to create waves. No, someone touched you inappropriately, someone harassed you, someone made you feel scared, humiliated or intimidated. That is a huge deal and something I am so passionate about. And as you know, one of my idols, Tracy Spicer, she is a huge advocate for women's rights, for gender equality, but also for women speaking up against sexual harassment and assault. And I caught up with her and I just asked her, you know, Trace, why are so many women who are victims of sexual harassment or indecent assault, why are they unwilling to come forward and kind of cover it up with a brush of it's not a big deal? This is what she had to say.
A couple of things. We fear repercussions from the person who we're making the complaint against. We also fear, and this is so odd, getting some kind of black mark against our name or some kind of reputation, particularly in a regional area associated with this, because there's always going to be backlash. There's always going to be people saying, oh, well, she must have done something to lead him on. There's a lot of this 1950s narrative that still goes on in society. That's why I encourage every woman to speak up and to complain and to take action, because the more that we do it, the less there'll be this narrative in society. And I want to hear people, particularly parents of young girls, to question the kind of language they use around those young girls when they're going into their teenage years, because that makes us think that somehow we're at fault or to blame.
Exactly. And it even stems back. You see these commercials of violence against women on TV, and some of them are really quite confronting. But it's even that thing of the little boy pushing the little girl and, oh, it must be because he likes you. So we're teaching girls from such a young age to misinterpret these signs and to just deal with it and put up with it.
That's exactly right. And the other thing we're teaching young girls is that they need to be protected by boys. You know, the number of times I hear parents say, oh, I want the big brother to protect his little sister. And that makes girls think that, well, number one, they can't protect themselves. Number two, that their bodies aren't their own. They have to be beholden to somebody else to either protect them or, in some cases, to damage them. It makes them lose their sense of individuality and sense of agency. So we're really at the heart of it. We've got to start treating young girls as equal to young boys.
Yes, absolutely. And finally, Trace, I guess on the flip side of this coin, how are we going to end this mentality that some men, not all men, that some men seem to have that, it's okay to do that, I can get away with it, I can grope, I can grab, or I can make comments. How are we going to break that down?
By stopping judging women on their appearance and talking about little girls as pretty young things. I mean, there's a long history about women being objectified. By that, it's just treated as objects or talked about as objects. And it's even as simple as, you know, you'll see a young girl, instead of saying, oh, that's a pretty dress, or you look lovely, say, what are you studying at school? What do you like? What are your interests? And over time, we'll start treating and speaking about girls and women as fully formed human beings rather than objects.
Love everything you're saying. I hope everyone who's heard this, if you've experienced sexual assault or harassment like this local woman, it doesn't matter how long ago it's been, go to the authorities, stand up for yourself. Your body is your right, no one else's, and don't feel judged by society. You will be fully supported. Trace, you know I love you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and hopefully one brick comes down, the wall will eventually come with it.
Oh, what a great analogy, Jess. And I also want to recommend the 1-800 Respect line to anyone who's experienced sexual assault. You can get tremendous advice on there.
Of course, and on a local note, you can always contact GV Casa, the GV Centre Against Sexual Assault. Tracy Spicer, thank you so much.
Jess and Tommy, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
There is still time to register for Jess and Tommy's phone swap. We have a GAMS... a Samsung Galaxy S8 up for grabs. It's Australia's fastest phone, thanks to Telstra. All you need to do is last 24 hours swapping your phone with someone in your life. So to experiment, Tommy and I have swapped phones this morning, and he's madly typing something on my phone. What are you doing?
Updating your status. So just for everyone, I changed Jess Farcioni's Facebook name to Jesse Fart. Chioni.
It's stuck like that for 2 months. That's such a low blow.
And also, I just did a status. It's not like me to ever say something like this, but Tommy Kasher is actually very funny and I'm lucky to work with him.
Obviously, no one thinks that's me. I've just been going through your text messages, Tommy, and just got a message from your mate, Morrow.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
He said, "Can you please stop Snapchatting me? Pics." So, I don't know what you've been doing with Morrow. And he also said, "How'd you go telling Tegan's mum you're in love with her? Tegan, your girlfriend. Anything you want to share with the group, Tommy?"
Not particularly.
Morrow dobbed you in there?
Yeah, cheers, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Morrow. But right now, I did mention I think I would make the worst entrepreneur. I couldn't last 2 minutes in the Shark Tank, that show on Channel 10 where aspiring entrepreneurs come on and pitch their ideas, because I'm trying to run my own little eBay business. You know, I sell some of my family's older clothes, try and make a few quick bucks. Yesterday, I sold one of my dad's shirts and a jacket of my mum's. I made a cool $20. I was like, sweet, no problem.
That's great.
That's really good. And that was including postage. So very, very deep, very generous on my eBay account, very cheap. I went to the post office, Tommy. And it cost me $25 to post those two items.
Are you serious?
I spent money.
Why did you not check? Why did you not check how much it was going to cost to post?
Because everyone tells me that on eBay, postage is where you fall down. If people see that your postage is too high, they just don't look.
Yeah.
Your item could be really cheap, but if you've got $8 postage, they'll be like, eh, stuff it. So I thought I'll do $5 postage, just thinking I could get away with it.
Oh, you big idiot.
No. One of the items was to the ACT.
Oh.
So I got the weight charge and the bag charge and I think an interstate charge.
Oh.
And you know how they say you got to spend money to make money?
Yeah. I don't think this is what they
mean. I don't think this is what I mean.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
And I'm so excited for our guests who have just walked in and my mouth is already watering. Glenda and Jeff from Tatura Hot Bread, who just yesterday, picked up the gong for Australia's best pie with a very fancy chicken, cranberry and brie. How are you feeling this morning?
We're in shock. We really can't believe it. You should have seen our faces yesterday. Our friends all said it was priceless because they announced the winner of the chicken section and we thought, oh, well, that's it. We won't win anything. But because the judges rejudged all the gold medal winners over the 3 days of the competition, they all recognised was the best. So
we've good.
Got the big trophy to show it.
Fantastic. You took it home with a chicken, cranberry and brie pie. Yep. Talk me through the brie. I personally love soft cheese. Why'd you go with brie? Talk me through your thought process. Tell me your secrets.
Well, originally the recipe that our reps come in and they give us recipes to use their products and everything, and one of them was chicken and camembert. And I said to Jeff, no, we've got to jazz it up a bit. And I love brie cheese. So we tried chicken, cranberry and brie and it's worked. And I think we've won 6 gold medals at different competitions we've been to. So it's always been a really good pie, but now it's a super good pie.
I feel, just a little bit of credit there for Glenda. Yeah, imagine, with the camembert, who knows what would have happened. So well done. You get all the kudos for that.
Glenda, is this your favourite pie?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, it's my favourite pie.
Oh, Glenda, really against your caramelised onion and beef?
Yeah, I know. Look, they're running pretty close. The caramelised, I must say, I'm very fond to that too, but because the chicken and brie was the first one, it's that's the one I really love. So yep.
Well, you added the brie into it, so it's your little baby. You've had it from the start. You added your own little flavour, and look at that, 6 gold medals. I mean, consistency.
And yeah. Glenda, you and Jeff have brought in your massive trophy, Australia's best pie trophy. I've got to ask, do you have to build another shelf in the bakery now? Your trophy cabinet would be chock-a-block.
It actually is. We'll sit it on the pie heater for a while, but then we'll so people can see it. and then we might have to readjust the shelves because we haven't had one this big before.
You have to reorganise, get someone, yeah, one of those clutter experts, yeah, in to start reorganising your trophy cabinet.
It's almost as big as me, that trophy, so I don't know how you're going to fit it.
Well, Glenda, thank you so much for coming in. We cannot wait to get down and try your award-winning pie. Is that all you're making today? Surely.
Oh, there's a few others we've got to make. We've got to make a lot of others too, so the boys and Steph are going to be really busy today.
Absolutely.
So.
We'll head down to Tatura Hotbed for their award-winning Australia's Best Pie. Do we understand that?
Australia's Best. It's not the best in Victoria. It's not the best chicken pie. It's the best pie in Australia.
Seriously, the chicken, cranberry and brie. Head down, see Glenda and Jeff at Tatura Hotbed. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and well done.
Thanks very much, Jess and Tommy. Have a great day.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.